But Hocha, by your Rebbe, that the Talmud has the chiyah to give respect back to his Rebbe, is because of the Torah the Rebbe learns. So therefore the Marsha question, Torah Dilehi, is the Torah the Rebbe's Torah, Rasha's Bitzmiya? HaKovet Toli B'Torah, V'yeni Yochol Imchol HaKvayt HaTorah, Shish LaKodesh Baruch Hu. Your Rebbe, the reason why you have to give him respect is not because him as a person, but because he learned so much Torah, he knows so much Torah. So you're giving really respect back to the Torah, that's to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Since so, the Rebbe has no right to be Michael HaKvaydai. So therefore, we kill enough from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Omar Rava said no, in. Yes, it's not like your question is not a question. It's true that Torah Dilehi, that the Torah is called your Torah. Once you go and learn Torah, it's called your Torah. The Pasuk says, V'sarosai yehege yayma v'loyla. In your Torah, V'sarosai, in your Torah. So Mashma, at the beginning, true, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. But once you sit down to learn it, and you claim to the Torah, it's called your Torah. So therefore, that's the halacha. Rebbe has the right to be Michael al-Kvaydei. For the Gemara, ain't it's not that way. V'harova mashki behilula debrei. When Rava married off his son at the Chasna, he was going around pouring off wine, giving people wine. He was mashk, he was giving out the wine. The Daule Kosel Rav Papa, he poured out a kais for Rav Papa and Rav Huna, for Rav Yeshua, Rekami Mikamei, and both of them stood up for Rava. Then Rava poured wine to Rav Mori, the Rav Pinchas, Bray, the Rav Chizda, son of Rav Chizda, for Lekami Mikamei, and they did not stand up for Rava. And Ikvid, Rava was angry at them. The Yoman Rava said to them, like, Hanu Rabbonin, Rabbonin, Hanu Rabbonin, La Rabbonin. Like, you want to say the first ones that stood up for me, they're not Choshev, they're not Rabbonin, only you are Rabbonin. In other words, how come you didn't stand up for me? Well, the question is, why was he angry? The Kura here, Rava, was Meichel Al Kvaydai. Rava was going around pouring out the wine, so he was like Meichel Al Kvaydai. So why should he be angry the fact that Talmidim did not stand up for him? If you're telling me now that a Rav is Meichel HaKvaydei, Kvaydei Mochel, why did he get angry? V'su, another might happen like this also. V'su, Rav Papa, Heve Mashke Behilula, the Abba Mabre. Rav Papa also, when he married off his son, Abba Mar, he also poured out the wine by the chasna of his son. V'dolile Kosel Rav Yitzchak Bred Rav Yehuda. He poured wine for Rav Yitzchak, the son of Rav Yehuda. V'lekomi Kavei, and he did not stand up for Rav Papa. V'yitpid, and Rav Papa got angry. The question is why? Since here these Rabbanim were Moichel HaKvaydei, they went to pour off the wine, so then the Chur of the Talmud doesn't have a chiyuv to stand up for him. So Murray says, no. Afilu Hochi Hida Mevad Lebo. Mevadle. That even so, you're still supposed to give some respect back to your Rebbe. Like we spoke about before by your father also. Even though your Rebbe, your father, is Moichel HaKvaydei, it only means you won't get punished if you don't act nice to them. But Avada, you still have a chiyuv to act nice to them. Therefore, the Rebbe got angry. That's Talmidim. Why did they not stand up? So Rashi says, Hidu Rashi says, Lanua Moat. You have to stand up at least a little bit. Kilo right salam in the front of. As if you want to stand up in front of him. In other words, at least a little bit Hidu, you have to give them. This is very Nageya. Because Lamaisa, we'll talk about it later, there is a mitzvah of the Torah to stand up for an old person or to stand up for Talmud Chacham. And the mitzvah is mamash to stand up completely. When a Talmud Chacham comes into the room, comes near your Dalaranis, there's a mitzvah that says to stand up completely. Get up off your chair. You're supposed to stand up for him. If a shaver, an older person, over 70, comes in, there's a mitzvah that says to stand up for him. If a Talmud Chacham, even if he's younger than you, but he's a bigger Talmud Chacham than you, there's a chiyuv to stand up for him completely. The question is, what's the heter? A lot of times you find people don't stand up completely. So the heter is like this Gemara. That was Seinachon, that most probably they're Moichel Al Kvaydei. But even though they're Moichel Al Kvaydei, still a little bit covered you're supposed to give. That's the minute where you find some people, it's too hard for them to get up. So all they do is they move that, they move up a drop. But the whole part of them still with something though. As long as you get up a little bit, that's the Gemara of Hidr, like Rashi says, Lenu Amat. As long as you get up a little bit, that's the respect you're supposed to give back to them. But this is only of either providing that they're Meichel Al Kvaydei. So we hope that they're Meichel Al Kvaydei. So then, a koparim is good, you'll be yaitz to the mitzvah, you just give a little bit recognition, you stand up a drop. But above the chatchil, the mitzvah is to stand up completely.
Right.
Omer Rav Ashi, afilu l'man diyoma, harav shemachal al kvaydei, kvaydei mochli, according to the man diyoma that says, that if the Rebbe is Meichel al Kvaydei, it's called the good Mechila, But Nosi, like the president, he's like the head of Klal Yisrael, Nosi Shemochel al Kvoidoi, ain't Kvoidoi Mochel. Here it's a bigger respect. A Nosi doesn't have the right to be Mochel al Kvoidoi. Even if he does, still everybody still has to stand up completely for him. Meisrei have a kasha on this. It says, Meis was once a case, a story, for Rabbi Eliezer, for Rabbi Yeshua, for Rabbi Yitzchok. Shoyim Mesuvim Bebeis HaMishta. They were sitting once by a chasna, by Beis HaMishta. V'noi Shurabim Gamliel. By the chasna of the son of Rabbi Gamliel. And Rabbi Gamliel was the Nasi. V'hoye Rabbi Gamliel oimed umashka alayim. And Rabbi Gamliel, the Nasi, the father of the chasin, was going around pouring wine. So Nasi nakoistu Rabbi Eliezer v'loi notlu. He gave the cup of wine to Rabbi Eliezer, but he didn't want to take it. Here's the Nasi. It doesn't pass that I should take wine from him. I have to give him respect. I can't take the wine from him. Then the Maisa was Nasnu le Rabbi Yeshua. Then Rabbi Gamliel gave a cup of wine to Rabbi Yeshua. The Kiblo and Rabbi Yeshua accepted it. He took it from the Nasi. Now, Omar le Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer complained back to Rabbi Yeshua and said, Mazu Yeshua, what are you doing, Yeshua? Onu Yoshvid Rabbi Gamliel, for Rabbi Oymed Omashkol Enu, we should be sitting down, and Rabbi Gamliel Beribim is the great person, a Nasi. He's the one that should be standing up and giving us, pouring us wine. It doesn't pass. So how could you accept the wine? L'chura, you have to give him covered. Ah, he's Meichel al Kvoidai. Mashmi, he can't be Meichel al Kvoidai. Oh, Maloi, Rabbi Shura said back, no, you're wrong. Matsino, Godel Mimenu. I found even a bigger case than this. Sheshimesh Avraham, Godel Ador Hoya. That Avraham Avinu, the Godel Ador, he was Mishamish, the three Malachim that came to him. The custom by the Pasuk says, V'u'aymed aleihem, that Avraham Avinu was standing over them, giving them to drink. So you see Avraham Avinu, like it was Meichel al Kvoidai, and they took it from him. Ay, v'shem ha'tayru, maybe you'll say, Kamalchei ha'sharas nidmulay, and maybe you'll say, no, when Avraham Avinu saw the three Malachim, Avraham Avinu knew that they were Malachim, that's why he gave them respect. But maybe if he did not know they were Malachim, he wouldn't have given them that respect, because he's the Nasi, he's like the God Lador. So Mar says that's not the case. That no, the Malachim only appeared to Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu really thought that they were Arabs. That's all. And still, Avraham Avinu went to give them. So you see, even a God Lador has the right to be Michael al Kvaidai. And if he is Michael, the Mechila helps. So her, what's the Kasha? They're Arabs. So why do they took it? Vice says no, Vice says the Lachim is like they weren't Arabs. They were Meister, were Malachim. If the Lachim would have been that a Nasi Shemachal al Kvaidai is not Kvaidai Mochel, so they would not be allowed to accept the Kais from Avraham Avinu. Since they accepted the Kais as Mashmo, that if the Nasi wants to give it to you, you have a right to accept it. And so that's what Rabbi Shua said back. The onu loyeh Rabbi Gamliel b'Rebbe oimed amashkel enu. So us, shouldn't we let this Rabbi Gamliel, true, he's a God Lador, he's a Rebbe, he's a great person, but he's not better than Avraham Avinu. So we have a right to let him give us the wine. Omar lehem Rabbi Tzadik. So Rabbi Tzadik said back to them, he heard these two arguing, he said to them, Ad mosvai atem menichem kvoidoi shemokom, the atem oiskim mechvoid habriyas. Like, how come you don't bring a proof from HaKadosh Baruch himself? Why are you only going to argue to bring a proof from Bnei Yodam? Go bring a proof from HaKadosh Baruch himself. And what's the case? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashiv Ruvais. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that makes the winds blow. Umala Nisim, he brings up the mist. Umarid Mata brings down the dew. Umatzmiach Adama, he makes the ground grow. V'yarach Shulchan Lefnei Kol Echad V'yachad. Echad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that gives us our panasa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself gives us everything. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the question is, how could we accept it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Gadol, how could we accept it from him? If so, we all know, if we see we're allowed to, so Tzarai, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be Meichel al Kvoidai, he could be Meichel. So if so, we all know, lo yeh Rabbi Gamliel b'Rebbe, oimed amashkel aleinu, shouldn't we also be allowed to accept the wine from Rabbi Gamliel? Since he wants to pour the wine, he wants to be Meichel al Kvoidai, l'chur, we have right to accept it. So rather, even so, they're coming out now, even a Nasi could be Meichel al Kvoidai. So the Marsha says, therefore, Eli Yitmer, if we ever learn someplace that he can't be Meichel al Kvoidai, Hochi Yitmer. This is where we learned it. That Omar Ravasi, Afilu Lamandiyama, Nasi Shemachel al Kvoidai, Kvoidai Machel, even according to the Mandiyama that says, a Nasi, Mechila helps, But Melech, a Melech Yisrael, she mochel al kvoidoi, ein kvoidoi mochel. And this is the halacha. A king, even if he wants to be mochel al kvoidoi, if the king wants to pour wine for us, we're not allowed to accept it. Shenem, because the pasuk says, sum tosim alecha melech. We have to point the king upon ourselves, so we darshin, shetehei em mosi alecha, to din upon us that we have to fear the melech. There's special halacha by the melech. Not stam as the person himself, but as bechlal as the malchus Yisrael. And we have a melech over Yisrael. There's a chiv upon every single yochid to go and give him back respect. So here, there's no such thing. Even though he himself wants to be meichel al kvoidoi, we still have our chiv to give him back kovid. We can't accept the wine from a king. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, look at a price like this. The pasuk says, Mipnei seiva tokum. He's supposed to stand up for an older person. Seiva, an older person. So Yochel, I would have thought to say, Afidlum Ibnai Zokin Ashmoi, even if it's an older man that's a dope, he's an Amoritz, he doesn't know anything. Rashi says Ashmoi means Osham Rosha the Amoritz, the guy's an Arosha and an Amoritz, but as long as he's old, maybe you have a chiv to stand up for him. And the Sheva we hold means somebody over 70 years of age. So Talmud Loima, the Tanakhama holds not like that. Talmud Loima, the Pasuk says Zokin. The end of the Pasuk is Vihardarta Pnei Zokin. It says the word Zokin. V'yein Zokin el Chochem. Zokin means a Chochem. So Kitzah, therefore, Sefer also only means a Chochem. You only have to stand up if the person is a Talmud Chochem. Shenemba, the Pasuk says, Osfuli Shivimish Mizikna Yisrael. And there they were Choshiva people. Mizikna Yisrael, Mashma means Choshiva people. G'daylem Chochem, like Rashi says. That's what did the Tanakhama Svara. That the mitzvah only applies to a Talmud Chochem. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Yoimeno. Ein Zokin Elamisha Kona Chochma. He holds Zokin as somebody that's Kona Chochma. That's like what a Zokin means. Yeah. Well, the Zemara soon gonna ask the Chur, that's the same thing as the Tanakhama. The Chur of Yosef Lili is also saying that the Pasuk says a Zokin only means a Chochma. But he has another Pasuk for it. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Hashem Kona the Rashis Darkoi. Yeah. So the Hashem Kona the Rashis Darkoi that goes on a Zokin is talking about a Chochma. Yochel, the Gemara says, so we'll soon we'll see what the machlekes between Rabbi Yosef and the Tanakhama is. The Chur, they're both saying the same thing, that the mitzvah only applies to a Talmud Chacham. Vaita, the Gemara says, Yochel, I would have thought to say, Yamod miponov mimokim rochik, that as soon as you see him, even though he's a few feet away from you, still you have to stand up for him. Talmud Leimanov, the Pasuk says, Tokum, and then it says, Vohadarta. It says, Mepnei Seva Tokum, Vihadarta Pnei Zokim. So lo yamarti kima ela b'mokim sheish hidur. The mitzvah standing up for him is only the mokim where you're giving him hidur, you're giving him respect, which only applies in his dalat amos. When he's in your dalat amos, then you stand up in front of him. That's called you're giving him kavod, you're giving him respect. So we learn out the word tokim from the yadarti. You only have to stand up when he comes in your dalat amos. Yochlai would have thought to say maybe the pasuk means yadrena b'mokim. Maybe if your yadarta pnei zokim means you have to give him money. Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, no tokum v'yodarto. You have to stand up and give him respect. Ma kima sheinbech sarnkis. Just like usually just standing up, you have no loss of money. It doesn't cost any money to stand up. Is afhidr sheinbech sarnkis. That's what the Pasuk says, you have to give him respect, means by not losing out money, you don't have to lose out money. Yochel, I would have thought to say, yomad mipona mibeis hakisim beis amerchus. That even to go into a Beis HaKisya, Beis HaMerchus, also there's a mitzvah to give him respect. Stand up if you meet him in the Beis HaKisya, the Beis HaMerchus, in the washhouse, bathhouse. Talmud Lemno, the Pasuk says, Tokim v'yodarta. That means, lo yomarti kima, I only tell you to stand up for him, ela b'mokim sheyesh hidur. Only in a place where it's called give him respect. But in the bathroom, there's no way to give respect in the bathroom. In the mikvah, you don't have to give respect to. That's not a mokim to give respect. So therefore, if you meet somebody in the mikvah, you would not have to stand up for him. Yochel, I would have thought to say, Yotzin Einov Kimishlaru. Maybe even if you see the Talmud Chacham, you have a right to close your eyes and keep on sitting down, make believe as if you don't see him. Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, Tokim, then it says, V'yareisa. Supposed to have fear. That means, Dovra Moisul Alev. It means it's totally in your heart, like Nemaboy V'yareisa, Melchem, it says to have fear from Hashem. In other words, Hashem knows in your heart what's doing there. The kid said, if you first saw him, so you have the chid to stand up for him. And it doesn't help, like you know he's coming, so you close your eyes. I have a teretz now. He's just now coming into my Dalat Amos. But right now my eyes are closed, I don't see him. That's no p'tur. Bosn says if you're racist, you're supposed to have fear of him, means that if you know he's coming, you're also supposed to stand up for him. So that's this year. Right? Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Weimer, Minayin Lazokin Shloyatriach, how do we know that Tamachochim himself, he should not like bother the Tzibur, he should not make it painful, make the Tzibur stand up for him. Like if it's possible for him to come in earlier, come in a way, that he would not be Mashriach to people, he should not do it. The Rashi says, Im Yochol Elav Derech Acheres, Shlo Yamar Es HaTzibur. If he could walk into shul some other way, and not bothering everybody to stand up, he should go in the other way. Tam Lerman, the Pesach says, Dokin V'Yereisa. If V'Yereisa, he should also have Yiras Hashem. In other words, not to try and put extra cover upon the Tzibur. Isi Ben Yudu Weimer, Mipnei Seiva Tokin. The Pesach is supposed to stand up for an older person. He learns, Afilu Kol Seiva V'Mashma. Any older person, Rashi says, Afilu Zokin Ashmoi, even Stam, an older person, that's not a Tam L'Kochem, there's also a mitzvah to stand up for him. And we paskin like this. An older person means after 70. After 70. Somebody that's 70 years old, there's a mitzvah to stand up for him. We hold like Isi here, that if they say what Tokin means, you have the mitzvah to stand up for an older person. We have Yes, but now the Mersakasha. So good, Isi Ben Yud is saying something new, that if they say what Tokin applies even to Stam, an older person. But before, both Tanakam and both Rabbi Yisrael Glili, both said it has to be a Talmud Chacham. So Gemara asks, now, what was the first Machlokes? The Gemara asks, Rabbi Yisrael Glili, Haino Tanakama. The Chur, Rabbi Yisrael Glili and the Tanakama both saying the same thing. They're both saying that it's only on a Talmud Chacham. So Gemara says, no, Ika Benayu, Yonik V'Chacham. The Nafkamina is, if you have a young Talmud Chacham. Tanakama of Yonik V'Chacham Loi. The Tanakama says, no, the Apostle says, Mifnei Seiva Tokim. You have to stand up for an older person. Just he says, what does an older person mean? It means an older Talmud Chacham. So according to the Tanakhama, if you would have a young Talmud Chacham, you would not have a chiyuv to stand up for him. Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Sovar no, Afilu Yonik V'Chacham. Even though he's a young Talmud Chacham, but as long as he's a Talmud Chacham, there's also a chiyuv to stand up for him. And we also paskin like this. We paskin like Rabbi Yosi Aglili. That if the person is not a Talmud Chacham, you only have to stand up for him if he's a Seiva, if he's over 70. But if the person is a Talmud Chacham, then you have to stand up for him even though he's under, even though he's young. Now the Gemara says, my time of the Yeshiva Glili. Why does he say even a young Talmud Chacham? Oh, Malach, because it basically says like this. E Saka Daituch. Kediyama Tanakam, if you can tell me, like the Tanakam says, it means only a Seiva that's a Zokin. It's like one person. Only there's no the Talmud Chacham in came.